Hi, this is Joe Feeks of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Rachel Lynn Dennis. She is assistant professor at my alma mater, University of Maryland. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What is a UV light doing in a poultry house?
Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of UV lights in poultry houses now, but it's a part of the natural light, and it's a part of the light that they see as visible light. We might not see it, but they use it for social cues and to determine and discriminate between feedstuffs. And so we've taken that out of their environment, and so we were curious about what happens when we put it back in at different times during development.
So let's talk about your research. How is it set up?
We had four groups of birds that had UV light only for the first 3 weeks, birds that had it for the entire 4 weeks, five weeks, birds that only had it at the end for weeks 4 and 5, and then birds that had no UV light, but they all had the same white light in their environment.
So this was supplemental light.
And so we tested behaviors throughout the time, feeding behaviors, pacing, walking behaviors, and also their lighting preference and their fear behavior. And we found throughout that period a number of differences based on when the light was introduced. For example, feeding behavior, if the lights were on, which we only provided 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening, because naturally UVA light is strongest in the morning and the evening compared to white light. So we noticed that when the lights were on, the birds fed consistently more than at the same time the birds that didn't have light, UV light. And that also when the lights were on, those birds didn't forage in unproductive areas, in areas with no food. So they weren't wasting that energy or maybe eating fecal matter, things we don't want them eating. But we also noticed that it changed their fear response to a novel person. So when a person they've never seen before walked into their pen, we measure what we call the flight distance, how close birds are willing to be to that person. And if they had the UV light, they were much closer, they didn't run as far away. And that's a good sign.
And why is that a good sign?
You don't want birds running, flocking away from a person who might be walking in to do the daily chores. And you can end up sometimes, if you startle birds that way, with piling, and they can hurt each other, hurt themselves. So that was really a good indicator for welfare. And then we also looked at their preference for UV light or white light. And if we gave them a choice between which light they wanted to be in, UV, white, UV and white, or no light at all, birds generally did not choose no light at all. But if they had exposure to UV light, they wanted to be in the UV light or the UV with white. If they didn't have that exposure, they didn't choose to go in there.
Was this the first study of its kind, or is this a follow-up to something else?
There have been other studies on using UV light, specifically UVB light, which is the one that helps us to synthesize vitamin D, but not as much into UVA light, which is really what they use for social cues. But there have been a few studies, but they've mainly been in other birds, especially birds in zoo captivity, trying to provide the best environment for them, and they found that they also have a better food choices. They'll choose healthier foods, more appropriate foods.
So what did you conclude from all this?
Well, actually there was one other thing we found, and this was an interesting one because sometimes now we've started letting birds go outside, but we don't let them go outside at day one. So that really was part of the question is how, you know, do we want them to have it early on if we are going to let them go into, you know, indoor-outdoor housing as they get older. And we gave them a huge room with one wall all white light and one wall all UV light, scattered food all over, made a giant grid in there. And what intensity of light did they want? And it was a big room because the furthest corner was pretty dark. And we found that if they had white light, or if they had UV light exposure early, it didn't change their preference for UV light, but it did change their preference for white light intensity. They wanted to be in the low intensity. If they had it late, they wanted to be in the high intensity area, but if they had it all throughout their rearing, they were more comfortable in the entire spectrum of the intensity of white light. So I think what it's telling us is that whether we're going to let them outside or not eventually, we still want to have that exposure of UV light throughout the whole rearing period, because we also did look at some of the social behaviors. It improves social behaviors, it improves feeding behaviors, and it's almost an additional environmental enrichment because it enriches their entire environment. They get to see more of it. It's like if you took out all the blue right now, it would really mess with the way we see the world.
Now, practically speaking, unless it's a free-range operation, most commercial poultry operations will never let these chickens see the light of day, mostly for their own protection. What practical benefit is there knowing that they could go inside or outside?
Well, I think mainly being able to go outside, being able to perform more social behaviors, that's one of the things we look at when we decide welfare. And we think about so many welfare issues as these huge, expensive, and hard to maintain things. Things that have to be cleaned or cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to change the environment. But this is a very simple, very low cost additive that you can add to the environment that would, like I said, reduce some of those fearful behaviors, increase positive social behaviors so there's not as much feather pecking. So you can actually improve productivity a little bit and improve the welfare of the animal with a small capital investment.
Yeah. So the takeaway messages then for producers?
Well, I think some of them are already going that way. Purdue has started using windows in their houses now. And I think if we continue down this road to use some sort of UV enrichment in the housing, then you're going to start seeing improvement in welfare, behavior, and maybe even a small return on your investment in production.
And a more comfortable chicken is going to be more productive.
That's the hope.
Okay, well, we've been talking to Rachel Lynn Dennis. She's an assistant professor at the University of Maryland. Sounds like a fascinating study. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.